Confession Wednesday, an opportunity for you just to get something to feel guilty about off your chest and just feel better. You got a confession, Amy Kay.
I didn't do it on purpose. And it happened on my way to work. I realized it. I forgot to put deodorant on this morning.
Oh, that's what that is.
That is, it doesn't smell bad. No way.
I wonder what that kind of just musty funk in the air. No, I don't smell it.
I was just getting ready for work. I have everything I need behind me in like my closet area. I got out the deodorant, but then I think I got distracted. I unplugged my straightener. And then as I was driving, I thought, I sniffed a little bit. I thought, I don't think I ever did it. I can't smell my deodorant.
As long as you don't plan on doing anything too strenuous here today, which we generally, we don't really, if we're being honest, it's not a very physically demanding job by any means. I think you're the only one that's going to catch that today.
Probably. And I think it's not hot out. We're getting in the fall weather. I should be good.
Yeah, in pandemic times, we're all staying, 6 feet away from each other.
That's true.
So if they can smell, they're too close.
I agree. That's a good idea. I'll say, get back 6 feet.
Back her up. And Sarah, let's get your kind of wedding-oriented confession. Well, actually, I guess it's not wedding-oriented confession, really.
I called off my wedding.
Okay.
And we parted on pretty good terms. I did give the ring back, but the honeymoon package, I sold it and I traded it for a girl's weekend in Vegas.
Fun.
And he doesn't know, but I don't know. Like, he said that I could have it. I could take the honeymoon. But I think he was just kind of expecting me to still go to our destination, but I did not do that. So I feel kind of bad because he did pay for it.
I wouldn't feel bad about that. I think that'd be weird if you did go to where you were supposed to go on your honeymoon. How depressing would that be?
And you're going there by yourself? No way.
Here I am at this romantic resort all alone.
I think, though, if he told you to just have it, you should be fine.
Yeah,
I wouldn't feel bad.
Doesn't really strike me as he probably cares that much what you do.
Mm.
Your confessions, 237. It's text 35270. Are you seeing some text and confessions, Amy Kay?
Yeah, someone said, I have never watched Game of Thrones or Harry Potter, and I have zero interest in watching either. So please stop telling me I've missed out. Honestly, I'm not going to watch it. I've made it this far in life. Clearly, I'm not missing out. Someone else said, I love my boyfriend, but he's poor, so my parents don't like him, and I feel like I'm having a tough time trying to convince my parents to just give him a chance. I just want to cry and run away somewhere, leaving everything, but I don't want to hurt either my boyfriend or my parents.
Yeah, money and everything.
That is. I do feel bad. Why do they care?
Yeah, that's, money is not everything. They should just want somebody that loves you, be there for you.
Be happy. You found someone that you love.
Confessions, dirty little secret skeleton in your closet. That seems more seasonal with Halloween in about a week. 237, it's text 35270. Oh, what do you got for us today, man?
So my wife and I are swingers, and I don't want to, say that my wife and I is, my name.
Sure.
But we regularly participate, and it feels good to get that off my chest.
There you go. There you go. Enjoy the life, man.
What is it? Just one of those things where once you just say it out loud, it makes you feel better?
Maybe. Maybe that was kind of a call for all, are there any others out there?
Let me know. We're looking for you.
Yeah. Do you want to leave your phone number or something? I don't know how that works.
He didn't want to say his name.
Well, yeah, but I'm sure he would to the other swingers.
Oh, maybe. That is true.
Your confessions, 237. It's text 35270. You can tweet, snap, at 194 Playhouse.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Wake up!
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
So, how about getting up now?
6:42, Playhouse in the morning, Y94, in the middle of confessions. What do we get?
Someone said they would like to be a swinger with their brother-in-law.
Oh.
So I think that guy maybe got some people to start thinking.
There we go. We got a lot of swingers and confessions today.
Someone else said, sometimes I don't pick up my phone calls, not because I'm busy, but just because I'm not ready for any human interaction. I like to be by myself. Someone else said, I have a crush on my yoga teacher. And someone else said, I never got the oil change I told my husband I would take care of. He even made the appointment for me. Before taking the car in, I had a couple hours to do anything, so I went to the mall, then I went to Target, kind of lost track of time, and I never took my car in.
It is one of those things where it feels like more of a process than really, because what are you doing? You're going to go sit somewhere for 15, 20 minutes, but it seems like an ordeal sometimes.
It really does, and it's just sitting there waiting for the oil change. It never really takes a long time.
Yeah. Your confessions, 237, it's text 35270. Hello.
I actually fake it every single time with my boyfriend.
I'm sorry. For him too, I guess. I'm sorry for everybody.
That is, yeah.
It's a bummer.
Maybe have some conversations. Switch some things up.
Yeah. As Ariana Grande once said, switching up positions for you.
You sound just like her.
You know, they tell me that. My ponytail's also reminiscent of Ariana Grande. Any other taxi confessions?
Yeah, someone said, I have to confess that I forgot to take the chicken out for my wife to thaw. She wanted us to do it the other night for dinner. I ended up just blaming it on the kids, saying I must have taken it out and they thought it needed to go back in there. She did get a little upset, but then we were able to order pizza for dinner, which was way better.
And your confession today, sir?
I have to confess that I pass gas pretty often, and 99% of the time, I am blaming it on my best friend, mm-hmm. who happens to be my dog. no one has caught on to it yet, and honestly, I don't feel like it's that big of a deal. I don't think my dog minds so much, because most of the time, what I'll do is I'll pass gas, and then I'll yell at my dog, and then I put him outside, which I'm pretty sure, call me crazy, but I think dogs actually prefer to be outside.
You know, it started out super funny, and then I think it went to a sad place.
It did, because you're yelling at him, so then he thinks he's doing something where he's getting in trouble,
and
so I feel bad. But then also, yeah, maybe dogs like it outside sometimes, but as the weather is getting colder, I'll feel bad if you just keep passing gas and then you're making him go outside doing that.
I think that the, oh my God, what's that? Oh, Rover. I don't think that's uncommon. But you take it to a different level. I don't think you have to go so that far with it.
Why punish him? You're the one who's doing it. You know what? If you're going to get up anyways to let him outside, get up and go to the bathroom, or get up and go to a different room and do it.
Well, why not be like, oh, hey, buddy, you got to go outside? Why is it got to be mean?
Yeah, don't yell at him.
Any final ones you want to make sure you grab?
Someone said, yeah, I need to confess, my dad's new girlfriend, I cannot stand her. I just don't like being around her. She seems so dumb, cannot hold a conversation. So lately, my dad has been calling me, texting me. He wants us all to get together, go out for dinner, but I keep saying I'm just too busy with homework and school and working. Honestly, I just do not want to be around that woman.
Yeah, well, it's probably not ever easy when people... your parents start dating other people.
That is true. And then especially you don't like them. Oh, yeah. I feel like, yeah, you would do anything to get out of hanging out with them.